You're listening to Bigfoot Live. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
I want all the viewers in the world today to know that this creature is out there. I have no doubt in my mind that there is a primate, a hominoid, a biped, something that walks on two all over this country. There's an unknown species out there, and we're going to find it. We've done vocalizations. We receive something in return, answering to it. We're going to be sharing our finds with the world, because what we've got now, no one else has. And the legend carries on by the work that we've done all these years. Say it's not you.
Walls, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his tightest knee, and he was talking to Moxie Joe. Where the party gonna have? Out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Wonderful, Marco, but it's TJ and the team.
Well, we'll change that one of these days.
Yeah. You know, folks, it's been one of them wonderful weeks. You know, we've got a new president now this year, and the world's just coming to an end, or is it going to get better? It all depends on your perspective of life, you know. But you know something? I got Bigfoot, so I don't worry about any of that garbage. Bigfoot's my passion. You know, Marco, we've been talking about Bigfoot now for probably the past, I'm guessing, 12 years. Does that sound about right?
That is it.
12 years we've been doing the Bigfoot Live radio show. I honestly don't believe or think or know of any show that's been on for the last 12 years like we have. Do you?
Nope. I don't think there's. I haven't heard of any.
You know, and we continuously every week get going and say, hey, let's just get up there. Let's talk Bigfoot. That's what we do. You know, and we do it without criticism. Or looking down upon people. We just talk Bigfoot because, you know, everybody's got a different story. And for us to say or stand here and play judge off what somebody else, remember, perception is their own reality. What they've seen or done in the community of seeing Bigfoot or how they saw him, that's their perspective. That's what happened to them. You know, this week I would love to kind of get our panel together and kind of, I guess, ask questions. First off, I want to invite any listeners this evening. I've got a packed panel. I got the Rocky Slavings. I got Leo. I've got Marco Bell. And we got myself. We're waiting for Audrey if she can get in. She was having some telephone difficulties. But we've got a panel here that's got at least 100 years of Bigfoot knowledge. Let me add this. Hold on. 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, yeah, 100 years, easy. And if you want to call in and you want to ask us a question, dial in the numbers 715-641-3650. Am I saying it wrong, Marco?
Yeah. It's 641-715-3650. And the access code is 147-443-pound. Again, 641-715-3650. And the access code is 147-443-pound. Go ahead, Dan.
So we'd love to hear from you. Call in, give us a question, ask us a question, make a comment. You know, Marco's right there, so if you're going to get nasty, he's going to probably bleep you out. But, you know, actually, you know something? We don't even have to bleep him out unless it's really crazy. Because no, it's our radio. We're not going across all those rules and regulations. Oh, man. So we're going to all – basically, we've all got our questions we're going to ask each other. And if any of you folks out there and want to comment on it or actually even throw a question out, give us that call. You know, that we're here waiting for you, and we'd love to chat and hear from you. You know, so I want to bring up for discussion the first, you know, point of discussion here for the first 10 or 15 minutes. Lately, I have been hearing and talking to people with some stories that even I kind of go, wow, really, buddy? And, you know, I've been talking to people for about the last week. We're getting ready to go on expedition, folks. We leave out here on the 1st of February, and we're running out until the 2nd of March. And we're going to be traveling out to Arkansas, in Oklahoma, a couple spots in Texas. We're going to be in Florida. There's a couple spaces in Louisiana we're going to hit. And, you know, on our way back, we're going to stop off in Arizona where there's some active stuff going on right there. But if it, hey, you know if something is going on while we're on the road, remember, we are the Bigfoot response team. So if you have something active and you want to get a hold of us, you can call me personally at 606-620-6667. That's 606-620-6667. And, heck, we'll answer. We'll figure out where you're at and how we can come help you. And maybe we'll see you. But I digress. I've been hearing some stories and encounters from people that, like I said, even I'm having trouble grasping. Just last week, this last weekend, and up until yesterday, I've been speaking with a gentleman, and he has brought up, well, first off, it was Bigfoot is not like an ape, not like a gorilla, which I can understand that. And he told me that the Bigfoot body that they have found has more than one row of teeth, has three rows of teeth. And that still hasn't gotten to me. But when he told me that the blue portal opened up in his computer room and one of these creatures stepped out and was spying on him and his wife while they were sleeping and stepped back into it when he went in to look for it, because his wife had seen the blue light glowing in the bedroom, and she thought it was a burglar, so he got up to go check. And one of these creatures was standing in the doorway looking at him and then jumped back into the portal once it realized he was there. I don't know where to go with that. I mean, I was thinking to myself, well, heck, I can't judge this guy. I don't know. I don't know him from Adam. But then I started thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. If these creatures are popping in and out of portals, that's a kind of a stretch, because wouldn't there be some kind of a residue or something maybe sitting in his house, or maybe the burn marks, or maybe these creatures that takes away everything that I understand as a flesh and blood on our planet living creature. So, first order of business is we'll go around the table. I guess we'll start with Marco. And what do you think about that? What are your comments? Yay or nay? Give us your understanding. Go ahead.
Well, as you know, TJ, I my personal, it doesn't make any difference what my personal beliefs are, but one of the things that I have to do is I have to keep my little viewer open for everything. In other words, don't discount anything. Listen to it. My evaluation of something like that, right in the first context of it, it's a very difficult thing to comprehend. Two reasons. One, we're talking portals. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have portals. I know there are portals based on scientific facts in the past few years. But the portals that we're talking about aren't human or that kind of portal. They're time portals where, you know, you can warp time and go back or forward, you know, at very long distances to other planets, things like that, right? But this kind of a portal is something that's more difficult for me to believe. Now, I have heard many, many times people talk about orbs. People talk about blue orbs, as a matter of fact, and other kind of things more than once. And these people are not in the same, category.
Sure.
I mean, I'm talking about over the years. And many people have seen these orbs or these what they call portal. An orb is supposed to be a portal. And so I can't discount that because there's been quite a few people that have done that. And I'm not talking about just everyday people. I'm talking about scientific people.
Sure.
Some of them were scientists. And I could believe that there's a portal. However, there are a lot of theories about Bigfoot disappearing and all these other things, as I'm sure you've heard. Stories on that, and other people have beliefs on that. I don't necessarily believe that. I wouldn't put it aside, though. I would leave it open for possibility, but I'd have to have more information in order to, you know, in order to really evaluate something like that, because it's just it's hard to grasp the theory behind it and all the other things that are there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Portals, I mean, you could consider a black hole a portal. You know, it's out there in space. Nobody knows where it goes to or what happens to it. But they're proven to be there, you know. My thing is why is this portal opening up in your computer room in your house? You know? And that's what the mid black hole portal opened up in your house. You know, what about Rocky, what do you think about all that?
You know, I talked to on Choctaw Reservation. I talked to an old Choctaw out there when he found out that I was with Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated. He said, "Oh, did you come here to find Bigfoot?" And I said, "I come here to find him if it's possible." And he said, "Well, you'll never find him unless he wants you to because he can walk between the veils." And I said, "Well, okay, meaning what exactly?" He said, "Between our dimension and another dimension." Well, a few years later, I was talking to an Indian man in Arizona by the name of Two Hats. I told him what he said, and he said that he did believe in Bigfoot. He said he thought that walking between veils was a load of crap. But personally, I don't know anything about portals. My portal, I can go through the portal in here to get to my bathroom, but I don't. It's just something that's never. I never gave it a single thought because I know of animals that are so elusive that you can see it and you do something like step around to the other side of the tree and you never see it again. It's a natural creature. It's just fast. It's elusive. It's But as far as one coming through the computer, I don't have to worry about that because I don't have one. But it's to me.
No, Rocky. It opened up, the portal opened up in his computer room. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's, you know how I am, Tommy. If I don't see it, I'm going to totally discard it. I have to actually see some evidence. I've seen footprints. I've seen a lot of things. I had a face-to-face encounter. All of that I believe in. But until I see the portal open up and it step through, I would truthfully, and you know, I may be narrow-minded, but truthfully, I would have to say, what kind of medication are you on?
That's kind of what I thought also. You know, I bring this up because I once he told me about these portals, I went and Googled Bigfoot and portals, and guys, there was so much I could read. I just, after 3 or 4 hours, I finally just stopped reading it because it got so fantastic, so unbelievable. And coming from me, that's like calling the pot, you know, the kettle black, you know, coming from us. It just blew me away. And it made me think to myself, this is why when people think that we're nuts in the Bigfoot community. I mean, there's nothing against them saying what they saw. But when it gets so fantastic, like the portal opened up, Bigfoot came out, it had a baby, a spaceship beamed the baby up to this alien spacecraft, and this is what I've read, and flew off so that it could raise those children on another planet to bring them back, send them through the portal to be guardians on this planet. I mean, that's kind of reaching. What do you think, Leo?
Well, I'll tell you like this, TJ, and I'm old school. I'm just like Rocky, and I'm the, along with Mike Green, we are the Bigfoot Hunters of North Carolina. And anybody out there listening to my voice, if you got something, give me a call at 336-587-6828. I agree with Marco Bill, but I also agree with Rocky. From the evidence in the past and from talking to people at Uwari Forest, and from listening to the evidence that I've gathered from years of experience and then from being fascinated with this creature from 8 years old and up, and I'll let y'all figure out why they call me LEO. you got to look at the totality of the situation, and you got to look at everything that takes place in any given incident to try to create a hypothesis of why this is going on. And Rocky, I know you're old school. In layman's terms, recollect why it's going on. To me, I go on evidence that people have experienced out in the field, that's actually experienced out being in the wilderness, people that have had what I call tangible evidence. I'm not against looking at the evidence that portals can be open. I know everything that the United States government can do is very optimistic of what's going on in the world today. But me personally, I mean, it's just going to be far-fetched for me, to be honest with you, TJ.
Okay.
You know, from the evidence that I know that you and Dad and Mike Green, and the reason I say Mike Green, I consider him a mentor far as this thing, far as Bigfoot and your dad, because I know what they have taught me and what you have told me, TJ. It's just hard to fathom.
Roger that. So, folks, you heard it here. You know, we've got the panel pretty much split on it.
Well, TJ, there's one thing I'd like to bring up on that,
So. If
you didn't mind. I was going to tell you, tell everybody one story, well, not a story, but an experience we had on our show. And actually, we've had 4 shows where people have come on and have expressed the orbs, the blue orbs. But another factor is almost exactly like it. It's called veils. And Rocky expressed that through the Native American that he talked with. And the veils. And they sent me 26 pictures. I still have them. And they sent me 26 pictures, but they're these Kodak, you know what I'm talking about? Those Kodak, you tear off the paper and it develops, you know, the, anymore. But he sent me 26 of those in the mail to prove it. And there is something there. I don't know what it is. But what he's talking about is not an orb, but basically when you see these things or when he saw it, it could pull like a veil over it and disappear behind the veil. In other words, like being invisible. You know what I'm talking about? Now, what Rocky is saying is, you know, they're very good at hiding themselves behind trees and things. I believe that. And I believe that they are very good at hiding themselves and blending in with the background and all that. And I even have pictures from the desert from a lady that was with us for quite a long time and sent me quite a lot of pictures, but she has not released them, and I have them. And those creatures exactly blend in with the rocks of Arizona. You would not believe how well they blend in, and I mean almost invisible. But when you take Photoshop and you use the Photoshop, and what you can do is you can tell Photoshop that there, no matter what, even if it blends in, there's differences in the pixels color. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And if you highlight those, the pixels from the creature to the pixels of the rock that's almost the same color are different. And you can change the pixel color of one, and it stands out just like, I mean, you wouldn't believe it. And I have a picture of a creature with an infant on its shoulder sitting behind a bush. And we even had some of our own people who doctor up these, not doctor, but you know what I'm talking about, evaluate these photos. And in fact, we still have them. We have them, they're posted in the, on the photo bucket. And we still have those there. And
well,
those
are on the show's website, Marco, so people can look at them.
Sure, yeah. Well, it used to be on the old website. Remember when I lost?
Yeah.
I got to take a lot of that stuff out again. But that's just an example of, you know, what is. Now, the orb thing and the veil thing, he sent me all these pictures, and there was something there, and there was a creature there. How it disappeared, I don't know. You know, when you're taking a photograph, there's so many different things that can happen. Who knows? And I'm not an expert at that. But there have been instances, several instances, where we've had that on our show. Now, this one guy was from Michigan. He had other experiences that were like, you know, real-time experiences without the veil and all the other stuff. Later on, the veil and all that stuff came up. And so it's interesting that people talk about that in that way. And it's hard for me to do that. It's hard for me to understand that. But well, that's what I wanted to say, just to let you know.
Wow. Oh, outstanding. So pretty much, folks, we got 2 plausible and 2 that heck no. And that's just the way it is on the panel. Now, before we go to break here, we'll come back with, we're going to have Rocky with whatever his question or comment's going to be and what we'll discuss for the next 10 minutes. So go ahead and pass out that phone number and access code to anybody that wants to call in and join the discussion, Marco.
Okay, anybody would like to dial in and join us? The number, 641-715-3650. That's 641-715-3650. And the access code to get into the conference is 147-443-pound. That's 147-443-pound. Dial in the access code and you'll be on with us and join the conversation.
So let's talk Bigfoot, folks. let's go to break, and we'll come on back with Rocky on the backside of the break with whatever he'd like to discuss.
Here we go. Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back. And 3081, what is your first name and what state are you from? 406 area code 3081. What is your first name and what state are you from?
Jocelyn and Francis from Montana.
Oh, Jocelyn and Francis. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I should have known the area code. Welcome to the conversation.
Oh,
TJ, you take it on here from here, buddy.
Hi, how are you?
Outstanding. So did you guys have a question? Or you'd like to make a comment on the portals and the veils or what?
I just had a comment about the portals.
Okay.
I don't know, it could be possible, but I think everybody has their own beliefs on it, like, you know, like how I've been telling you guys about Native American ways and stuff, but, you know, we never know until we find out, like, the truth behind Bigfoot and you know, like, all the stuff that leads up to, you know, finding him first. To me, it could be possible. I don't know. That's the comment I wanted to make.
Okay. I mean, have you had any encounters or spoken to people that have, you know, the firm beliefs of these portals or veils?
No, not, I want to look into them further, you know, like, since we've met you guys and since we had our little encounter this past summer, I think, I'd like to investigate it more, you know, just to see, like, people's beliefs and people's thoughts on it are around here. But when I find, like, when I find out more, I think, and learn about it more, then I think, like, when I speak to an elder, I haven't really sat down with an elder yet, just to see what their thoughts on it are.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do, you know, I'll get back to you guys, but just, I don't know, you just got to keep an open mind about, you know, everything.
Well, I agree. I think you're exactly right. The main thing about this whole thing is whether you personally believe it or not, you need to maintain an open mind about everything, because you never know. I mean, the reason is something like this. Years and years and years, Pluto was a planet. And all of a sudden, in the last 20 years, Pluto's no longer a planet. It's just a meteor out there. So you see what I'm saying? Science was so certain that it was a planet. And all of a sudden, now it's not. And so things change over time. And scientific analogies and beliefs are only based on intrinsic evidence that they collect. But it's not always right.
True.
That's true.
Any comments from the panel?
This is Leo. I think that Marco Bill is 1,000% correct. I agree with the young lady from Montana. But I also look at another aspect that you and I can attest to, TJ, that from being a Marine and being a Ranger, I just think these creatures have some sort of inner intelligence to be camouflage. And it's like anything else. It's like a deer hunter. And Rocky, you can attest to this. You know, when you go deer hunting, you just don't go out into the wilderness. As soon as you get out there, the deer is going to hop up on the back of your truck and say, "Hey, I'm dead."
That's right. You
know, it don't work that way. So I think these creatures have a inner intelligence the same way as deer have a inner intelligence. And because it's been numerous of deer hunters, if you look at the reports that have been in that deer stand all day long, and then just as dusk dark, they see a Bigfoot walk by. And I think these creatures act in the same aspect of deer, bear, and other animals, that they have a inner intelligence where they can remain elusive until the time they want to be seen. So that's the other aspect that we got to look at this thing. You know, just like, you know, I'm sure, you know, I know Rocky from reading books and looking at all the videos that Tom Sr. had put out. I'm telling everybody out there, if you listen to my voice, TJ, I'm going to help you promote y'all's videos. Get these videos and look at them. It would help you a lot to understand Bigfoot. But until you actually put your hands on a Bigfoot, until you actually have an experience, you got to realize these creatures are elusive like any other creature. So, and not taking away from the portal deal, we just got to use an open mind. At the same token, try to put together the pieces of what you feel is the reason that these creatures exist, and how you can gain more information on the presence of these creatures.
Well said, well said. Folks, if you're just catching up with us after the break, we're talking about Bigfoot portals and alien spaceships. So if you want to call in, Marco, what number should they call in to come chat with us?
In order to talk on this little line with us, all you got to do is dial 641-715-3650. That's 641-715-3650. And then the access code to get into the conference is 147-443-POUND. That's 147-443-POUND. Dial in and join the conversation.
Well, which one?
Okay, this is Rocky.
Go ahead.
You know, something that I've, you know, as far as the portals and all that, okay, oh, Leo, Semper Fi, brother. I have to deal, I mean, I'm kind of like my grandpa. He said he didn't believe in ghosts, but he doesn't want them chasing him. I don't disbelieve that any of any of the above could be happening, but I have to deal with the natural because that's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the supernatural presents itself, I'll deal with that then. But until then, I have to deal with the natural. But
yeah.
Last week, a Bigfoot conversation came up. And excuse my French, but the woman told me that I was a horrible bastard because I said that, she said, what will you do if you see one? And I said, if at all possible, I'm going to shoot it. Well, okay, here's the deal. I've hunted all my life. I'm not one of the woohoo boys that every time I shoot a deer, you know, I get a jump up and holler and give everybody a high five and all that. I take that kind of stuff serious. You know, when I kill something, I don't get pleasure out of it. I mean, yeah, I don't have a problem telling the story if it's worth telling. But I do take it very seriously. Serious. If I do draw down on one, I do shoot one. It's not because I want to kill something. It's not out of malice or anything like that. But we've got to know. We've got to know.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, I have turned it over in my mind so many times. We've had people say, well, why don't you tranquilize it? And why don't you snare it and all that? Well, I've talked to people that have tranquilized animals, and, yeah, they never found it. But, you know, you tranquilize something, and it runs for 45 minutes after that, and then it dies. Well, you get the same result with a bullet, just quicker.
Yeah.
The snaring, there have been times, I mean, my brother traps. We've trapped since I was a kid. There was times that we had found a coyote's foot, piece of it, where it had chewed through its leg to get out of a snare. So, okay, tranquilizing and snaring, that doesn't really work for me. I don't see the humanity of that either. And so, you know, I am so open to suggestions because I've already said that if I can go out with a will of switch and herd one in or get it to surrender, then there won't be any need in shooting one. But I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
That's right. And, you know, anybody that has a working idea, you know, I've heard the pits. Well, you got to put a pit where something's going to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if these things are half as intelligent as we all think they are, chances are you go to dig in a pit, and they'll probably sit up in the woods and watch you do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they might walk down there and look at it after you leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling you're going to end up with a, you know, a deer or, you know, something along those lines or somebody's
or
cow.
Or a human.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, my God. Dig a pit.
And, you know,
pit.
That's what I've always said. And like I say, I take it all serious. And when I draw down on one, if I ever get that opportunity, there's always going to be that little thing nagging itself in the back of my mind, is the zipper in the front or is the zipper in the back?
There you go.
And so the truth is, I want to bring one down, I want to bring one in, but at the same time, there's going to be that little doubt and that big fear that I'm going to you know, blow some smart aleck 19-year-old kid up.
Well, you know what I say to that, Rocky? Oh, well.
Well, you know, that's what I said. Everybody said, what happens if you do that? And I told them that a little cannibalism probably won't hurt anybody. But if you eat the evidence, then they're not going to be able to lock you up.
Hey, look, I know we pressed for time, but Rocky, the way I look at it is when you go to that carnival and your eyes overset your hind parts, meaning your ASS, and you see that ride you want to get on, and you pay that guy your ticket, you get on that ride, and you go to the top, and you up there throwing up, and you're scared, it's too late. You already paid that ticket for that ride, so you better enjoy it.
Good point.
Good point. Real good point.
You're already on the ride. So,
We've talked a lot about portals, and I knew I told you guys the most controversial and craziest subject we've come up with about Bigfoot. That was my contribution. I'd like to pass it off to Rocky and see what he has to say he'd like to discuss this evening.
Well, you know, like I say, the portals, I'm at a total loss because, you know, that's for scientists to figure out, and usually kind of like Pluto, scientists figure something out and then next week they realize that they're wrong and they come up with some other idea, and it's probably wrong too. But I can't even have an intelligent conversation because I'm like my grandpa. I don't believe in ghosts, but I don't want them chasing me. I don't know that I believe in portals, but I don't disbelieve in them either. A few years ago, if somebody would have said, "Do you believe in Bigfoot?" I'd told them bullshit. But now then, me and a lot of other people know better. I'm not going to discount anything that anybody says because I'm going to look at it as that's what they believe, and that's fine. They can believe anything they want to. I don't necessarily believe it, but I'm not going to say, you know, oh, you're full of crap because, like I say, at one point if somebody started talking about Bigfoot, I'd probably say they're full of crap.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, you know, we're going to push it on over to Leo. And, you know, what would the topic be and what would you like to discuss this evening about Bigfoot?
Well, first thing I would like to say, DJ, is I believe in Bigfoot. And without telling a lot of information, you know, being African-American and also having Lumbee Indian in my family, I know these creatures exist, and the reason I say I'm old school in the same essence as Rocky is because I know most of the experiences and most of the things that I've talked to for people has been tangible situations. So I do know these creatures exist, and the reason I know these creatures exist, and Rocky can attest to this, and I'm sure you can too, TJ, you know, being a hunter, being a person who, far as the military aspect, you know, years and years ago, people thought the albino deer did not exist. But when a lot of hunters start seeing these deers and a lot of credible people start seeing these deers, and when I say credible people, I mean people in the community start seeing these deers, that's when it came to focus. So you got to look at it, you know, when you're looking at our planet is so huge, you can't say that these creatures don't exist. These creatures have some kind of intel to where they can remain elusive, but it's up to us to crack that elusiveness that these creatures have. So my question to everybody out there and a million listeners out there is, do you agree that these creatures are so intelligent enough that they remain elusive enough until we outsmart or outwit them? Or can we gain more concrete evidence to the point that we can close the books on all the skeptics out there that say these creatures don't exist? That's my question to the millions of listeners out there that listen to Tom Biscardi's show.
Can you say folks,
go ahead and call in if you have a question. Dial 641-715-3640, access code 147-443 if you'd like to comment. Marco Bill, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I think Eric is right. What you got to look at, when did we find the mountain gorillas? In the 50s. How long have they been there? For ages. When did we find many other species that were thought long extinct? Oh, I have one for you, one that we found in Montana. One of the first finds that we had besides besides the hand of unknown
right.
origin, we had a foot, if you remember the video, and the foot was webbed. And originally, you know, it was pretty big, right? And mm-hmm. what everybody thought that was probably it could be a big foot with webbed feet. They didn't know. They sent it in to be examined, and guess what it was? It was thought to be an extinct beaver species that got extinct through our hunting it for hats in Europe.
Right.
Yep. Way back in the early days of the mountain men and the people that were going to go out and get skins and take them in. And
they called it a blanket
it was
beaver.
Extinct. Yeah, and
yep.
it was there. So, I mean, there are many things. Many things out there that are you can't discount anything, and if you don't believe, it's okay, but don't criticize or ridicule somebody that has a belief. I think it is intelligent for all of us that when we deal with other people, that we have to accept their views, not necessarily believe them, but accept them. And I think respect them just as they respect your views. And I think that's the important aspect of this whole thing. And
good point, Mark.
Whether you believe it or not. I take things at a great length, but as you know, I'm not a man of few words.
Rocky, what do you want to comment on?
Well, what Leo was saying about the Titans, the intelligence, how elusive the thing is. What everybody's got to remember is no matter how smart you are, and I think it's true with this creature, every sighting was accidental.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The creature slipped up.
There you go.
It was walking through the park whistling one day, and oh, shit. There's a guy sitting over there looking at me. And they're very elusive. I think the intelligence is there. But every now and then, one of them screws up.
Mm-hmm.
And, me and the Swede, I didn't see the one out there in the woods. The Swede killed a tree trying to get it, but what I saw out in Strickler, it was, I have no doubt, but, you know, that was one of those things. It wasn't supposed to be there, nor was I.
Mm-hmm.
And it so happened we were both there at the same time, and what happened after that wasn't planned by either one of us, so as far as the sightings go, yeah, they happen. They happen relatively frequently, but it's accidental.
Right, right. Yep. And TJ, to add on what Rocky's saying, that to the listeners out there today, tonight, to understand something, people see what they see. You can't change what a person sees. You can't go back and change a person's photographic memory. And you got to look at this. you look at the millions of hunters that have been hunting all their lives, and they catch that 10-pointer or that 8-pointer deer that they've been looking for, and they finally see it. That's the same thing with Bigfoot. You got to look at it. When you finally see it, this has been an elusive creature for so long, then when you finally see it, you freeze. It's not that you're scared that it's going to harm you. You freeze in emotion of amazement that you're scared to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You're scared to film it. And you don't know what to believe or what to do. So when you go back to other people and say, look, this is what I've seen. I've seen something that is 8 foot, 9 foot tall. But what I tell a lot of people, that if you are actively hunting this creature, one of the things that you need to do is do your hypothesis, find out what this creature has been seen in your area, try to find reference points. You know, a lot of times wildlife will leave reference points on trees where they mark trees that you can't cut down, or they will leave ribbons and things of that nature. When you're in these areas, find reference points. When you come back and tell people and show people pictures and say, hey, this is why I seen this creature. Look at this photo. You know, look at this ribbon. Look at this broke branch in this photo. This, you know, this branch or this ribbon is 9 foot tall. This creature is standing under this ribbon. He's got to be 8 foot tall. That's what I tell people to do. But
in
the same token, that's what you got to do.
Yep. You know, everybody has their own judgment, I say, about how to do it, when to do it, and what to do. What I can say to folks, if you're out there and you want to look for this creature, you have to be prepared. And as prepared as we are, folks, okay? We go out there with the intent of capturing the creature on film, live, dead, thermal, whatever. But you have to realize, just as if you're walking through the woods, when you see that deer out of the corner of your eye, in that split second to 2 to 3 seconds that you turn your head to try to get a better glimpse or view of it, you most likely it's gone. You hear something, and then you no longer see what you saw. But you saw what you saw out of your peripheral. And like I said, being as prepared as we are, we miss it. Okay? So to tell somebody that you're gonna mount an expedition, you're going to get proof of this creature. I don't know of any Bigfoot organization out there, okay, that has been doing this as long as we have, that has any viable proof on camera that this creature exists. And you know something? It takes a long time. There's as many years of expeditions and research figuring out their migrational path, what time of year, the temperature that you saw them, full moon, half moon, not full moon, rain, cloud, overcast. We take all this scientific data into consideration when we're doing our interviews so that when we go to an area, we try to make sure that it's the same conditions. You know, folks, everybody listening out there on the podcast, everybody listening in tonight, we'd love to have you on the show. Marco, give out your email address so if they want to talk Bigfoot, because I think, you know, I'm starting to enjoy this. Let's talk Bigfoot. And I think that's what I want the premise of our show to be, you know, here for the next month or two while we're on the road, what we're doing. Because getting together and collaborating is the key. There's so much fighting. There's so much hiding of evidence, hiding your secrets. From here on out, what we know you're going to know, and what you know, if you want to tell us, we'll listen. Because I think it's going to take more than just us. Even though I would love for it to be us, we need to expand our reach to across the U.S. to all you listeners live on the podcast, et cetera, to find this creature. So I'm reaching out to all of you out there now. We don't care how you think you can do it. We'd like to hear your ideas. So next week's show, call in. Give us a call. Marco, go ahead and give me your email address so they can email you.
I'll do better than that. What I'd like you to do is like you to go up to our Bigfoot Live radio page. It's www.bigfootliveradio.com. That's www.bigfootliveradio.com. And if you go up there and you come on the main page, on the top, you'll see a listing of different pages. And what you want to go to is Report Encounters. And if you go to Report Encounters, fill in the report. Tell us about the subject you'd like to talk. I will put on the web page our dial-in number so that you can dial in next week. That's 641-715-3650, and the access code 147443#. Now, I'm going to put all that on the web page on the very first page. When you come up and you go to it, it'll be there. If you'd like to tell us what you would like to discuss or give us your comments or whatever you'd like to do, you can either do that on one of two things: Report Encounters and send us a personal message. That message will go to myself and TJ. And the second, you can go on to our guest book. Sign in the guest book and ask us a question there. And the guest book is on that same page. On the side, on the left side of the page, you'll see a bunch of buttons on there. One of them will say guest book. Go into the guest book. Again, the website is www.bigfootliveradio.com. Okay, and that'll take you to the website. Okay, Tom?
So, folks, while you're listening to this, log on in, and remember, every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, let's talk Bigfoot. Call in, join the panel, discuss what you'd like to discuss, and let's toss it around. Let's try to make 2017 the year that we prove to the world and everybody else, all the skeptics out there, that Bigfoot exists. So, you know, Rocky, as long as you've been doing this, as long as you've been out with us, what do you think would be probably the most feasible way, besides we all know that if you see it, you're going to shoot it? Folks, could, if you wanted to give advice to people out there on how to do it and what to do, in the next 30 seconds to a minute, what would you kind of advice you'd give them?
I have no idea the best way to go about it. I know only one way that for sure. I think that the only way we're going to have, we're ever going to prove it, is to have a body. And, well, I know how to do that if the opportunity arises.
Mm-hmm.
But while I'm thinking about it, Marco, just for the people that don't know, why don't you explain to them how to check the archives? Because there's a lot of good stuff in the old shows.
Well, I will tell you something that's even better than checking the archives. If you will go up to www.bigfootliveradio.com, you will see on there stream 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you go to stream 4, there is 24 hours a day Bigfoot Live radio shows, the old archive, playing 24 hours a day. And I'm going to tell you, they have some really, really, really good radio shows. Now, this goes all the way back to the very first show. Actually, it starts out with the fourth show. The first show we didn't record. We didn't start recording shows until the fourth show. That was 4 October. We started the show on 13 September, and in 4 October, we actually started recording it. But you can listen to all the shows all the way up to 400, and then from 400 to 400, and we're up in 452 now. So that's a lot of shows. That's 12 years worth of shows.
Well, there's a whole lot of really good stuff in the archives.
Yep. You can go to the archives and you can play individual ones. If you go to archive and 24/7 player, that's a button that's on the Bigfoot Live webpage there. It's right after home. And you go to that, you'll look at the archive on that, bring up that page. It has an archive on it, and it also has the 24/7 player on it. Now, the 24/7 player is just what I described to you, stream number 4. The archive is a archive that will take you all the way back to the very beginning, and it's very simple. You just click on the show you want to listen to, and it'll start playing. Okay? Either or.
All right. You know, folks, I'd like to say thanks to our guests, Collins from Montana, Jocelyn and Francis out in Montana. They're great questions. You know, guys, I love this little roundtable we're having, and, you know, I'd love to do it again next week. So if you all want to come on back, I'd appreciate it. And we'll, you know, maybe have a couple more on, and we'll just kind of let's talk Bigfoot. I'm going to keep hearing that from you because I like it the way it sounds. Let's talk Bigfoot. So all you folks out there in the podcast world and listen live next week, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard, 10 o'clock Eastern, come on down. Talk with us. Let's figure this out. Marco, what am I going to say?
You're going to say good night, Mrs. Kalibak, wherever you are.
I'd like to thank my guests, Rocky and Leo, for coming in and joining on the fun tonight, especially you, Marco. Without you, we couldn't do the show. Guys, we'll see you next week.
Semper Fi, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts.